The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Linda Reed Enova, and along with Clive Enova, I am your host for the Business Owners Podcast. In each episode, we share with you amazing stories from business owners just like yourself. We have insights and tips and things to help you along your business journey. Over the next few episodes, we interview a series of business owners about the lessons that they have learned within business. And today we have Martin joining us. Martin, welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. Please introduce yourself to our listeners so they can get to know a little bit about you.
Hi, my name is Martin Sharp. I'm a multi-award-winning international consultant, coach, speaker, and author. I've owned my own business since 2009. However, that business led me, by the time I was 43, to weigh in at 154 kilos, that's 340 pounds, with a 54-inch waist, that's 137 centimetres. But by the time I got to 45, I weighed just 94 kilos, which is 207 pounds, with a 32-inch waist, that's 81 centimetres. And now I specialize in transforming busy and overweight business owners, consultants to become fitter, happier, and more confident. Because I'm a business transformation consultant, and I've been doing that since 1993, working with some of the biggest corporations from around the world. So I understand the unique challenges that are faced by busy professionals today and why up until this point, it has not been easy to fit health into their lifestyle.
We want to kick off the Lessons in Business podcast with the answer from you about what's the most important lesson that you've learned within business. Now, I know for me, my most important lessons haven't actually always been about business success. They've been about maybe process improvement or those sorts of things. So we're asking you now, what was the most important lesson that you have learned within business and how did that make an impact on your business?
So the start of my journey really was around in IT. I love technology. I love computers, etc. I think when I was back in the day, back in the early 90s or late 80s, depending which way you want to look at it, I saw these devices. I thought, this is fantastic. These are going to change the world. And they have done. They really have changed the world. And then it's, how do we get people to use them better? And that's what I really wanted to do. So I got out there and it was all about, how do I get people just to use computers better, be able to use them all the time? And then through that basics of just starting to use them, and then suddenly realize it's not about the computer itself. It's not the gadgets that cause the change. It's actually what you can do with them. So it's all about the applications, the software, and how you can create the automation, make life easier for people by being able to do that. And then from there, it was, okay, well, actually information and automating processes is one thing, but actually, how do you create that environment within a business where it all works? How do you create that hierarchy, operational structure, the processes behind that actually bring that human element into it? Because that's the reality, is all these things are all here to serve us. It's to serve people as opposed to anything else. And I think from there, it's been a natural stage that once I realized that for me, my own body was failing me, that actually being able to then learn skills about how do I improve myself has suddenly changed the whole outlook of how I work with people. And that for me is probably the biggest life lesson from business, really. It's not about the business in many ways. It's all about the people you've got inside your business. And if you can find ways of making those people happier, healthier, and even more higher achieving, the thing is, it just becomes the better for your business because they then come up with more ideas. They become more enthused with what you're doing. You're helping them live in a more fulfilled life. And by doing that, the byproduct is the product that you're looking for, which is a more successful business.
What is one mistake that you've made early on in your career that you would like to share with others so they can avoid making the same mistake?
Okay, so this was probably the first time I was set to lead one of the big transition projects. And this was a multi-million pound project. And it was a power station that had been purchased from National Power in the UK, Npower, by a US firm. And yeah, I was basically put in charge of trying to make sure everything got transitioned across, everything worked and things. And we'd gone through it all. It all seemed to have gone really smoothly. Everything worked at the end of it, apart from we had one one kind of router, one gadget effectively, that was connected to a British Telecom BT phone line. And nobody had any records of it. NPower didn't have records of it. The local people on site didn't have any records of it. Even BT didn't have any records of this circuit ever in existing. So after a little bit of debate, we agreed that we would just disconnect it. We wouldn't turn anything off just in case. Just disconnect it and then just see what happened. And we did so. Now, there was no alarms going off, and no one kind of made any noises and things. So we packed up and everyone just went away for the weekend. And we came back on the Monday to a rather distraught general manager of the site, who was saying that they'd been on emergency gas supply all weekend. And that's when we suddenly realized, actually, this was the gas monitoring system that was basically on this telephone line. And it made me realize that no matter how much you plan for, no matter how much you try to get every single thing, there's always going to be something that you missed. There's always going to be something that's left field. You've just got no way of being able to even to understand what it is. So at that point, the plan goes out the window and you're then into just dealing with what you've got there. But you need to have those plans in place, and you create those plans when you're calm, when things are going well, so that in those moments when things aren't going quite as well, you can lean back on those plans and just see how far adrift that you are, and then be able to make that corrective course, that corrective kind of actions that you need to do to be able to bring you back to a successful outcome. And then, yeah, so that was quite an easy outcome. But yeah, it was a good lesson.
So throughout life in general, we have many mentors. I've been taught many lessons by my mentors. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that you would like to share with our listeners so that they can maybe find out about this mentor themselves, or find out about the tip or trick so that they can use it in their business life?
This one came quite late for me in life, really. It wasn't an early kind of learning, so probably about 10, 12 years ago. And this was a chap called Andy Harrington. And basically he said, "Why do you try so hard to fit in when you're born to stand out?" And I hadn't thought about it too much until that point, but we do. I mean, everyone tries to conform. We go to places and we try to build rapport, we try to build consensus, etc. We try to move things further forward, and we do so by almost like trying to fit in with everybody else who's around there. And sometimes that's not the right thing. Not the right thing for you. It's not the right thing for them. And it's not the right thing to get the end result that you're looking for. Because in many cases, people have been doing the same thing over and over again, and they're getting the same poor result. And that's the famous quote is the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing and just expecting different results. But yeah, most people are in that kind of situation where they're doing that. And if you go in to working with somebody, or even just having a chat with somebody, with the idea that you're just going to just try and blend in and just be part of the background, then you're not contributing anything. You're not making that kind of change. And that means that they're not going to get the results that they're looking for. And for yourself, it might mean that your business gets overlooked because you're just seen as being the same as everybody else. And I think it's when I do things differently that actually, that's what makes a big difference. That's what actually gets the change for people. And that's what actually makes things work.
As we get wiser in business, we tend to be able to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach your employees or people or clients around you that you find creates amazing impact?
Okay, so I think the big lesson has been one that's taken me over the last 10 years to really learn and implement. And it really happened like in 2014 when I was away with the family in Florida, had an amazing time, took my mum, my kids, my wife. And as we were there in Universal Studios, the guy at the front of the Incredible Hulk ride says, "I'm sorry, sir, you're just too big to fit in the seat." I was at that point, I realized that even though I was successful in changing businesses, I'd changed my body in a way that wasn't really helping me. And once you start to realize that, and you've had that kind of that enlightened moment, then everything else starts to click into place. The backache that I'd been suffering with, I thought it was just getting older or being a consultant, you're carrying your life around in a laptop bag on your back. Or things like the shortness of breath that I had, I thought it was just childhood asthma that I still suffered with. I thought the fact that I wasn't quite as quick, I wasn't as sharp, I suffered a bit with the old brain fog, as people would describe it. I thought that was just getting old. I thought that literally was it, just getting old and tired. And maybe this is just how you you transition things on to the next generation. But then kind of realized that this is probably something that I've caused to myself. I started to look at how could I make this change? How could I actually do something to change this? It wasn't long ago we'd lost my uncle, my father's twin brother, to pancreatic cancer. And my dad's already had a couple of bouts of cancer and fibromyalgia and diabetes. He was actually early medically retired because of it. And my younger brother, he's 2 years younger than me, and he's already suffering with fibromyalgia and diabetes. And realizing that actually it's not going to be long before it happens to me. Let's live the life we can while we can. And it wasn't until I was at an event in the May of that year that I met a chap called Pete. So we just turned the conversation around, just asked him the question, how do you manage to keep yourself so fit and healthy? And he responded saying, look, I wasn't always like this. And you must have seen the look on my face as if to say, yeah, because you've met those people, haven't you? And so he said that what I did is I got myself an online coach, and that kind of really helped me because I wasn't then tied to doing things at a certain time in a certain place. And I thought, this is fantastic, because that's one of the biggest problems I was having. The fitness industry expects you to do the same thing in the same place at the same time. I couldn't even guarantee I was going to be in the same city, county or country, let alone anything else. So that kind of led me to have a chat with his coach and do a lot of soul searching, because one of the kind of key questions he asked was, if you want to get your transformation to work personally, you've got to make it one of the highest value things in your life. And I had to think, well, what are the highest value things in my life? Made me think that actually the three things that I really value in life, my family, my friends, and my clients. And with that in my mind, it really helped me focus and start to put myself first. So to be good to me today, so that I can be the good for others tomorrow. And realizing that you've got to look after yourself first. Otherwise, when your body goes, what else is going to happen?
Martin, thank you. Your insights have been thought-provoking and inspiring, even for someone who works with technology as much as I do. The way you've broken down that importance of technology, not just for efficiency, but improving the human experience with a business, is a powerful perspective and one I share. So refreshed to hear someone else in that same zone coming in. Your holistic approach to leadership and balancing automation and human connection offers some really valuable insights and lessons for our entrepreneurs. I would like to thank you for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. Can you share a little bit now about how our listeners can find you and how they can connect? Because I'm sure they're going to want to learn a little bit more about you and your journey.
Okay, so yeah, they've got all sorts of things that are available. I've put a lot of value content available on martinsharp.com. If you're going to have a look at the blog, there's lots of different articles giving you some great feedback and advice about things that you may want to know more about, or you're welcome to join us on one of our virtual classes. I do 1 to 2 hour virtual classes almost on a weekly basis. And again, they're free for people to attend. If you do want to connect with me at all, then please, you'll find me on most of the socials as Martin Sharp or Sharp Fit for Life. One kind of final thought, as you've asked the question, just following on from the whole idea of sometimes you've got to be good for you today so you can be the good for others tomorrow. Sometimes you do have to be selfish so that you can be selfless.
Martin, thank you for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you as a guest. Your health journey, the tips you've explored on mentorship, the embracing individuality have all been inspiring for our listeners. And without amazing guests like you and without our listeners, we don't have our podcast. So for our listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. We will be back with more insights and tips. Make sure that you like, subscribe, follow so that you get more amazing lessons from business owners just like Martin along the journey. And until next time, happy businessing, and I look forward to seeing you in our business community and around the interweb.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.